Shola, Lenny Dykstra calls out former teammate Dale Murphy and his Antifa mob son. By Kevin Shola on June 11, 2020. Dale Murphy was a two-time National League Most Valuable Player. Last week he played the role of another kind of MVP, a most vocal progressive. The former Atlanta Braves star is apparently a left-wing activist nowadays, and while most of his work seems to be done behind the keyboard, Murphy has some family right in the thick of the chaos. Murphy tweeted from his @DaleMurphy3 account. Last night, my son was shot in the eye with a rubber bullet while peacefully protesting for justice for George Floyd. His story is not unique. Countless others have also experienced this use of excessive police force while trying to have their voice heard. Murphy then added a photo of his son, apparently Tyson Murphy, with a wound near his eye. Murphy continued to fire off tweet after tweet about his ideas on social justice. He includes a tweet that asks for people to donate to Black Lives Matter and the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. While Murphy goes on and on about systemic racism and violence against black life, it's interesting that he uses an image of his son in an attempt to drive his point home. Murphy's son, like Murphy, is unmistakably white. According to another grown Murphy child on Twitter, the man who was allegedly shot with a rubber bullet is 6'5". Murphy is calling out police as racists in America as a whole for having a systemic racism problem. Yet he uses a hulking, adult white man as his example of a victim of such racism. If you judge Murphy or his son based on their social media presence, none of this should come as a surprise. Tyson Murphy's Twitter feed is mostly video game centric, but it is also filled with power fists and retweets of liberal politicians. Dale Murphy's feed was pretty pedestrian for the most part, focusing largely on baseball, until recently. Now it is white guilt personified. He follows a who's who list of Trump haters from Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to Sean King to Cenk Uygur. As expected, after Murphy's rant, he gained much support from liberal protesters. Lefties applauded Murphy with the usual, "You're a Hall of Fame person, I'm a fan of yours now." Same nonsense. Rooting or not rooting for an athlete based on his politics is a classic liberal move. Look up Aubrey Huff and Kurt Suzuki if you need to. You already know about fans of Colin Kaepernick or Megan Rapinoe. While the left lavished praise on Murphy, not everyone was impressed with his comments. In fact, a former teammate called Murphy out. Lenny Dykstra and Moot replayed three seasons together as members of the Philadelphia Phillies. Dykstra contends Murphy thought he was better than everyone in the clubhouse. Dykstra addressed Murphy's latest tweets directly. From his @LennyDykstra account, Dykstra retweeted Murphy's account of the rubber bullet and then added his own commentary. Well, that from one half of Mr. Clean and Dr. Dirt. So inevitably you need to hear from the bad boy of the duo. No children of Lenny Dykstra have had issues with police resulting from being part of an #Antifa mob. We Dykstras have proper respect for the men in blue. At Crime and Sports, Dykstra tweeted. Dykstra went on to answer multiple Twitter users who weighed in. Nails did not hold back. Dykstra tweeted, "Yeah, nothing makes a point like feeling holier than thou by ruining the life work of, for example, the immigrant owners of some small business. Fuck Dale Murphy's loser kid. And fck him for whining about it like a little bitch." Dykstra also wondered, so why isn't he out there himself looting stores? Don't make your kid go out there to do your dirty work. Dale Murphy failed to respond to requests for an interview from Breitbart Sports. Murphy also has yet to respond to direct questions from Dykstra. What the fck went wrong with you? All those years of being so much better than the rest of us finally took their toll? Do you think Ron Darling is a great guy too? Dykstra asked Murphy. Darling, Dykstra's former teammate with the New York Mets, accused Dykstra of racism. Those allegations were unfounded and, according to Dykstra and many other players, completely false. Some of the other highlights of Dykstra versus Murphy include Dykstra asking, "Was the inspiration for your son Colin Kaepernick, who BTW has not had any actual violent interactions with police himself, the way Kaepernick apparently was the inspiration for my old teammate Jesse Darling. And I hereby call on @DaleMurphy3 to write a six-figure check to a fund for synagogues, kosher stores and other Jewish institutions that got kristallnacked by people like his victim's son." After retired St. Louis police captain David Dorn was killed by a looter, Dykstra tweeted, "What does so woke @DaleMurphy3 have to say about this one? Or is his rubber bulleted for absolutely no reason whatsoever son the only real victim? How about you, at Mets? Hashtag tragic. Then after another good cop was shot in Nevada, Dijkstra tweeted, remember, at Dale Murphy 3's rubber bulleted for no reason son is the tragic victim. Glad that got fraud got exposed, and that if he, who was useless when it came to winning baseball, ever does make the at Baseball Hall of Fame, we'll know it was because he brown-nosed liberal writers. Later, after posting the horrific footage of Captain Dorn being killed, Dijkstra called out Murphy is as strong as terms as possible. At Dale Murphy 3, one you can get a kick out of watching while ostentatiously celebrating your rubber bulleted for no reason whatsoever victim son. Just kidding, I know to your newly woke self, this pig's black life doesn't actually matter. Dale, FCKU. Sorry about the language, Dijkstra tweeted. Murphy is still silent. He hasn't responded to Dijkstra at all. He did, however, take the time to post a picture of woke Mitt Romney, with Murphy adding the tweet Black Lives Matter. Dijkstra has moved on for now. He was blocked on Twitter by Monica Lewinsky this week and he reminisced about O.J. Simpson blocking him last year. A potential Murphy block and maybe one more, and nails will hit for the Twitter block cycle. We'll see if the ex-brave is brave enough to tangle with Dijkstra, who seems to feel as home on Twitter as he did at Big Shay or the Vet. Miss great baseball rivalries from the 80s and 90s? Just head to Twitter. They're still going at it, and it is hardball. Follow Kevin Chola on Twitter at Kevin Chola.